what became Logopraxis was making the Lord visible in our midst. And the question has always been, well, you know, how do you do that? You know, well, if we just, you know, a thought occurs to me right now, like if we look at how does the Lord become more a part of our awareness internally? Well, it's removing what gets in the way, and what gets in the way is self. And so, you know, the word tells us that if we want to think spiritually, then there's a need to remove person, place, time, and space. That's no easy thing when you're embedded in person, place, time, and space, right? So, it's actually, you know, it takes work to do that. But the reason for it is the thing. Like the reason is that when that is removed, then what you start to come into contact with is what is more universal. And what is more universal can be distributed further. And people, so in a sense, a universal principle can be taken by someone and applied to their own life. And so when you remove person, place, time, and space, you make something available for somebody that's not somebody else's. Because as you open up things in that way and frame things in that way, then what starts to be presented is the Lord himself, because the principle is the truth that has been learnt through someone's experience. But it's that truth that has come out of that is the Lord in the midst of it. And when that is recognized, then it can be distributed much more fully. So there's numbers that talk about the fact that for angels, they never, or not that they never, but what happens is that the less an angel focuses on person, the greater the love and light is able to spread through heaven. But whenever person is focused on, it restricts the capacity for that outflow, if you like. So, what we do in Logopraxis is we're just simply trying to find a way of enhancing that principle, and let's see what happens. Right, that's the thing. Like even in terms of, so there is our work that we do when we are working with the text individually, and we bring that work to the group. But there is work in the group as well, which is applying those sort of principles that we see talked about regarding heavenly communities and how they operate. So that kind of fills out this idea of removing person and the importance of it. I could probably also add that it also follows the Awakening series in Heaven and Hell. So in the first round, so there are three rounds. And so this is from Heaven and Hell 490 to 520. And all the principles of Logopraxis are contained there. But the idea is that there are three states of life of awakening from death. That's how it's described, but we term it awakening to spiritual life for us. The first state is the state of external concerns, and that's round one. We bring what we have, and it's personal. You know, it's the illustrations we can bring, and it's the full seed within the husk, if you like. The listening skills that we seek to employ is to remove what is personal and get to the nub of what is being expressed through the person's experience. That's round two, which is a state of internal concerns, looking for what applies inwardly and universally to everybody. And then in round three is an opportunity to reflect more on things and on the text. And round three in the spiritual world is in that process is a state of instruction. So it's where those things that have gone before start to be pulled together, you know, in a way whereby we can go out and be strengthened and move more, you know, back into our work. So those three phases are kind of embodied in the way that we've structured the rounds as well. There is a basis for what we do and why we do it. And it's good just to reemphasize that here. So, glad it was brought up.